I tell you though, man, when I was in the hospital, I masturbated constantly. That's all I did all day long was beat on this dick. That was the only part of my body that worked. This dick got beat upon. I beat this dick like you owe me money. But you put my shit back. My dick put a restraining order out on my right hand. I tore my rotator cuff in my left arm, beating on his dick. Had to get Tommy John surgery. One day the heart machine went off. The nurses came running in. I was in there beating off. They said, somebody need to teach that motherfucker solitaire or something. Crossword puzzles, something. I did physical therapy. I kept my physical therapist close to me because me and my wife planned on getting married when things settled. And I wanted to walk my wife down the aisle without a crutch, without a cane. So I kept her near me. But when she came to my house for the first time, the physical therapist, I opened the door and I was like, whoa. This white woman was 6'1", blue eyes, blonde hair, and I never seen a white woman with a booty like this. Yeah, a huge, nice, fat, small waist. Looked like she swallowed a young black girl from Harlem. God damn. Amazon, can I get mine? I said, oh man, she was beautiful. I mean, one time she bent over in front of me, I seen like 5 inches of butt crack. And it was beautiful, it was like watching the sunset. I felt like I should have been laying in a hammock, sipping on a pina colada. Beautiful sight to behold. Beautiful booty. It would inspire young black males to stay in school. One day I had a wardrobe malfunction and my dick had popped out and the mouth of my dick was grinning at her. Then it started singing to her. And she would work me out. She would really work me out. She was dedicated to getting me on my feet. She worked me out, sitting between my legs and stretching me out and rub my muscles and relax my muscles. And I would look at her and I started to fall in love with her. I started to have feelings for her. But it wasn't true. It was just a syndrome. It's called the Florence Nightingale syndrome. True story. Florence Nightingale was a nurse in the Crimean War in 1800. She would nurse all the wounded soldiers back together, and they would fall in love with her. And that happened to me. And then one day, my wife saw that shit. She said, what the fuck is going on? And why is your dick singing on the radio to her? I said, no, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I don't love her, I love you. I didn't mean it, I love you. It's just a syndrome. It's called the Florence Nightingale syndrome. She said, yeah, motherfucker, guess what? I got a syndrome too. It's called the big dick mailman syndrome. And the pussy eating pool cleaner syndrome. I said, you have dual syndromes? Can I watch? My speech therapist was a good woman. She helped me out, helped my life out. You know, I kept her close to me because I wanted to recite the vows to my wife at our wedding correctly. I wanted to say I do and not fuck you. So she worked really closely with me. And because of the brain trauma, some days are dark and some days are okay. I mean, one day she came over on a dark day and she said, Mr. Morgan, I would like for you to repeat after me, okay? Say, the man is on the corner, okay? Say that. The man is on the corner. And I said, the man is on the corner. She said, no, say, the man. I said, bitch, that's how I talk. Everybody see that man on the fucking corner? Don't talk to me about that fucking man on the corner. He got a green jacket, that's my Uncle Marvin on that fucking corner. He's selling stolen cold cuts on that fucking corner. And she see that, she hurt me. She said, Mr. Morgan, are you okay? I said, I'm all right. She said, no, sir, I'm all. I said, bitch, I told you that's how I talk. Then I see that I hurt her. I said, are you okay? She said, I'm all right. I said, this bitch playing with my head now. She's trying to get in my head and live rent-free, goddammit. Okay, you win.
The man is on the corner.
Stream Tracy Morgan, Staying Alive, only on Netflix.